obviously pleased and relieved as much as anything to get a draw. But no, we're not happy obviously drawing the game. I think over the 4 days we felt like we had opportunities to win the game. I think almost on every day we had the, perhaps except for today, we had the chance to win the game, and we didn't quite take those opportunities. But you know, again, we fought hard at the end there and got away with the draw.
You like to be an attacking batsman, of course, but is that perhaps the best defensive innings you've played for Sussex?
I guess so, yeah. I haven't had to do that too many times in my career on day four with pressure on, so it's a really good experience for me. And obviously I'm really pleased to have come through the other side of it. But you know, we needed everyone to stand up today, and you know, Nashie I think faced 160 balls obviously against his natural instincts, and Rory the same, and Chris Jordan at the end there. I think we're a positive side, and you know, we had to adapt our game a little bit and come through the other side.
Lovely partnership you had at the end with Chris Jordan, and you let him play, you played. It wasn't a question of farming the strike or anything, was it, at all at the end? You just played natural cricket.
No, Chris is a good batter in his own right. He definitely showed that at Derby, and he's shown a glimpse of it through the summer already. I had absolute faith in him. He could bat well, and he showed exactly why. You know, he played really well. And no, I think I didn't need to farm the strike. I think even the same with Mags and Jimmy, they're good batters as well. They work hard in their batting, and yeah, there's a lot of trust placed in them.
Just time to get your 50 at the end, but you weren't obviously thinking about that at all. Runs really in the end didn't matter, did they?
Yeah, it's always a strange one when you're batting and runs are irrelevant. I kind of snuck up there, I didn't really think I'd get too close, but yeah, luckily I got a few at the end, which is nice to pass 50, but obviously the main thing was to get the draw.
Interesting game. I mean, it was a great game throughout, and from your point of view as a wicketkeeper, good to watch Chris Reid at the other end, I guess, because he's just about as good as it gets, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a brilliant keeper. Obviously played for England, somebody I watched when I was younger, so no, he's excellent. I've enjoyed watching him keep over the last couple of years, and you know, trying to take a little bit from what he does into my game. But no, I'm delighted with how I'm keeping at the moment. The ball's been going in really well, and I've been pleased to take a couple of good catches in the last couple of games, which just all helps the confidence.
And so important to get the draw, it makes such a difference, isn't it? Hang on to get those 3 points, and if you like to deny Notts the extra 13 points they'd have got if they'd have won the game.
Absolutely, I think that's the important thing. Obviously, Notts are a really good side. So, you know, we obviously can't afford to let them get a win and get up the table as well. So as much as the 3 points are important to us, to deny another team a win is vital.
You've got Middlesex next. I know you've played well at Lords in the past. You'll enjoy it there, of course.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing place to play. I've only played there once in a four-day game, and I got a few runs, which is nice. So hopefully be able to do that again, because it's such a special place to go. Yeah, so I'll be looking to hopefully get some more runs.